Hey, this is Amber for the Leading Hearts Instant Writers Podcast, and we are here with mobile marketing expert Tyler Headley from Reachmoto to get the inside scoop on text-to-connect marketing. Tyler, thanks for being on the show today.
Hello, Amber.
I wanted to know first your backstory because you graduated from Evangel University with a biblical studies major, and then you came into mobile marketing. Tell me why you decided to kind of go in that route.
Yeah, well, I did not plan on being in mobile marketing. Actually, I was in e-commerce after college, and that led me to meet someone that shared with me this exciting new technology that was available now really to the mass market, and I became extremely interested in that. That is now my partner, the person mm-hmm. that introduced me to that, and we have built this platform now to be able to do exactly what, you know, whenever I first learned of what this was, we're able to see that in action today in a way that's extremely impactful. And I think the future really is bright for mobile marketing. And really, that's just obviously because people are buried in their cell phones.
Exactly. Now, you have really done a lot with Reachmoto in making mobile marketing available to the normal person who may be speaking professionally, maybe starting out in the writing world. You've even extended that to assisting a lot of missionaries on the field and help them raise awareness of their ministries as well as fundraise. Tell me a little bit about maybe some unique ways people are using mobile marketing.
Yeah, well, for the missionaries, as an example, we work with a lot of missionaries, and they're using it in two primary ways. One is for text-to-give fundraising, where they'll be in front of a congregation or an audience that they present the call to action and give the people in the audience that are largely not carrying cash or check these days the opportunity to give right from their mobile phone via text message correspondence. And then beyond that, just the text to connect is what we have been calling it, is a way for missionaries to engage with their donors or support base mm-hmm. In an ongoing way and really steward that relationship. And it's something that in the past, email has really been the only way, and social media mm-hmm. more recently. But with the text, there's nothing really that can compare to the directness of that.
Yeah.
And the statistic on the text message is that 99% of all text messages are open within 3 minutes.
And, wow.
And compare that to email for missionaries, for example, less than 33% of missionary emails that they send out to their support base are even opened. So,
wow. And I know that when you send someone an email, which everybody wants email addresses, that's more likely to get deleted in a mass selection other than, you know, when you open a text message, usually you have to look at it, you have to read it, you have to physically delete it. So it actually does pose an opportunity for more engagement, especially when you're giving something other than that, please donate now $10.
Yeah, absolutely. And largely anything you communicate, whether it's email or text, is the value of what you put in that text is going to be the receiver's perception of how valuable that is. So the content itself is really important. But with the text, you know, you're going to get the immediate attention. And even if you don't get the engagement that you're hoping for from every person that receives a text from you, you will get their attention and remind them of you and what you're doing. So from a marketing standpoint, it's like building a bridge directly to your intended audience. And there's really never been a way to do that prior to now, especially for maybe someone that's not just a big corporation or a large business or organization. So the impact of that and the accessibility because of the progression of technology is really key for the timing.
Now, a lot of people associate text to give or text to connect with bigger organizations like Red Cross or Convoy of Hope. But as you said, this is a way for one person to connect with a lot of people in a very personal way. But at the same time, a lot of people see social media and marketing in general as a little bit overwhelming. What are some misconceptions when you encounter people who are being introduced to this type of technology?
Yeah, well, backing up a little bit to just the large organizations that use text, and when they first started using like a text to give, to donate for a natural disaster or a situation like that, the reason why that's so effective is because it is quick and very impactful and used in a time of desperate need where timing is of the essence.
Yes.
And so because of the progression of technology and the cost of technology going down over the last few years since that originally was introduced and only really available to large companies, the ability to translate the quickness of a text and the effectiveness of engagement is now available to everyone. And as far as the overwhelming nature of mobile marketing in general being out of people's reach, that's really not the case for a couple of reasons. One, the cost, like I'm mentioning, but also just the technology that we have with Reachmodo, at least, is extremely easy to use. If you could use Microsoft Word, you could use Reachmodo to send out text and do social media management and create emails. So the price and the easiness of use is really the two biggest.
And I know with Reachmodo, you guys have made it really accessible financially, even because you do have even monthly packages that are under $100, which I think that is really extremely valuable, because I think, you know, you guys did make this with ministries in mind and the individuals in mind, how you directed your organization's focus. Why don't you just tell me a little bit about that?
Well, one thing that we do that's quite different is that we, for like missionaries, for example, we don't take a percentage of their donations, which is pretty common in the industry. But that gives the missionary or the nonprofit organization or whoever's raising funds the opportunity to be able to do more with the money that they are raising, and knowing that they're getting all of that money and they're not having to sacrifice significantly to be able to offer that type of technology. And then with just our everyday, you know, customers, we serve businesses and organizations really of any size or nature. This applies anywhere that a communication applies. So, you know, everyone that's promoting anything, for example, if you're promoting a book or trying to promote yourself as a speaker, you would want to try to reach as many people as you can and market yourself as one credible source that's going to offer value if you read this book or listen to a speaking engagement. But then when you have those opportunities to get those people's attention, being able to grab those folks that are interested in what a speaker or a writer has to say is hugely significant going forward and building your overall following. To be able to put the ball in your court by having someone that's a raging fan of your work opt in to receive future text messages really is greater impact, even though we do support email even within Reachmodo. So I'm not saying text messaging trumps all, because Reachmodo really, it offers email, text, and social media management. That entire marketing mix is effective, and using them all together is the most effective. It's just that Reachmodo's primary feature, the stake of the mix, is the texting feature. And that's just because everyone is waiting to receive their next text. There's even science behind like this
Pavlov's dog.
Yes. There's a chemical reaction when your phone dings, and there's an excitement there on the low-level addict to receive what that message is.
Yeah.
And so at least at this point in time, a message is also still perceived as very personal.
Yes.
So if you're communicating with someone that voluntarily opted in, which legally they would have to opt in voluntarily to receive a text, they want to see that text come in. They want to see what you have to offer them and what value that you have to share with them. So there's really some cool opportunity there to get those people that are most interested in what you're doing and offering the opportunity to engage on a deeper level.
Yes, I think it's really cool that you can do something as simple as share a prayer request or do a giveaway, or it really is versatile. And you told me about Reader's Digest, even turning around their magazine from bankruptcy, utilizing text to give. Why don't you tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, one way that like publication could make their physical copy come to life, or even a digital copy come to life, would be offering engagement opportunities within that. And you see that it's becoming extremely popular. If you just go to the pull, you know, random magazines out and start flipping through them just to search for that thing, you'll start seeing that more and more. But it's a way that it allows the readers to engage on the spot with some sort of content that particularly interested them, and basically gives them an opportunity to go to a deeper level of that subject or article or what have you.
What is key to creating effective content for a text to connect?
Yeah, well, I mean, first you got to start with whatever it is that you're an expert in. You know, if you're communicating something you don't know anything about, it's going to be hard to come up with effective content that's going to captivate anyone. After you have understanding of what your objective is, of what you want to communicate, what your objective is, and where you want to take your audience, and then thinking about the audience is what I always encourage. You know, if you were on the other end, take yourself out of the picture of the one sending out the message or the one sending out the Facebook post. Put yourself in the shoes of the recipient. What type of content would you want to see and receive and interact with?
Yeah.
And try to objectively think, what would I really pay attention to? What would I really care about? Really gives you a better idea of how to communicate with those people.
Now, I know a lot of people are probably thinking the bottom line is, how do I start something like that? How do I get people to send me their cell phone numbers? And as you said about creating a buy-in content, what is the most effective way you've seen people start out in a text to connect, getting people's information, cell phone numbers and such?
There's several ways to do that, and you can get as creative as you're able to. But I would suggest using first your existing marketing channels. If you're already using social media, you know, you blast out on social media, hey, I have this new way to connect with you and share with you insights or offers that you can't get it any other place. And creating a demand for that, to get people interested in at least seeing what you have to offer. And when someone opts in, actually, statistically, on average, less than 3% of those people end up opting out.
Wow.
So they are, because it's a voluntary process for the person that you're targeting, the ball's in their court, and they can opt out if they want to, and they usually just don't. So if you've got them on board, and then stewarding them past that point is huge. But going back to your question, social media, blasting out through that. If you already have an email list, utilizing that email list with a singular call to action in that email that states that you want them to be on their text list to be able to receive exclusive information, offers, whatever. And then word of mouth is obviously one of the most effective ways to communicate anything. If you're speaking in front of a group of people and you have the opportunity to share with them this way to connect, it's instant. So I always encourage, for example, going back to the missionaries, if you're speaking in an engagement and you tell people to pull out their phones and text this keyword or this number, it's difficult for people to not have a visual. So I always say you want to have a visual call to action. So a PowerPoint slide that just says real bold exactly what they're supposed to do, the keyword, the number that they're going to text to, and then give them the verbal call to action. Giving you a reason why they would want to do that. And then time. That's the recipe. You got to give them a moment to actually do that. I've been at conferences where I've seen it flash up on the screen real fast. Text this to this.
Yes.
And it's gone before you ever had a chance to pull out your phone to even consider it. It's not even an opportunity anymore. So just giving people time to do that with those two verbal and visual cues is really obvious and practical information, but it's so often missed.
Thing is, like, so someone who was engaging text to give might have that code on all their promotional items, all their advertising codes, all their graphics, because I know that even in social media, a graphic with a text to give option is more prominent than just having the text on the page, just having that connection. So it is really important. I know that text is not as attention grabbing as something that is graphic online. So that's so important. When we say text to connect, we just associate that with text, words. What are some other things that you can send via text message?
Yeah, so our platform enables you to send out multimedia messages.
Mm-hmm.
So that would include videos.
Oh, wow.
And pictures, of course. And those, that type of content is the most engaged upon.
Mm-hmm.
We also have tracking mechanisms for if you send out a link to a website with a teaser of why they ought to go there. We'll track, and you'll be able to see yourself how many people actually clicked on that total. So you can continually optimize the content that you're sending based on the engagement with like real-time analytics built into the platform. You know, messages that get the most engagement, honestly, are often videos. Short
yes.
videos that pack a punch. That's why you see Facebook, Instagram, all those social
mm-hmm.
media, they're just lit up on their boards with videos now. And
yes.
that really wasn't something that was happening before.
Now that everybody has smartphones, it's not as a big deal about sending video content and
right.
getting that.
Right, right. And that's another important point. People with smartphones are way more likely to engage in this type of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of people with smartphones has accelerated in the last 3 years so fast mm-hmm. that really it's not even an issue anymore. Using a text message marketing a few years ago was somewhat difficult because there were so many feature phones still out there being used, and people with those type of phones were not as interested in using their phones for that type of engagement. So That's a good point.
Do you have any final thoughts, Tyler, that you'd like to leave our audience with?
Yeah, I would just say that you know, your marketing mix is extremely important this day and age. And focusing on mobile marketing and the way that people are actually going to engage in any type of content that you put out there is going to be huge going forward. It's as important as, in my personal opinion, the internet was, you know, over a decade ago. The people that were not interested in getting online and promoting themselves online, you know, soon had to become adopters of that, or they got left behind. And still to this day, people are just now getting online because they have to, and they're wishing that they would have got online way before that,
yes.
just with a website even.
Exactly.
And so it's the same kind of concept applied to mobile marketing. There's going to be so much growth in the area of mobile marketing over the next even few years. The predictions are astronomical numbers, and the number of people that are going to be willing to engage in that type of marketing is huge. So if you want to attract a larger following, if you want to grow your audience, if you want to communicate with people utilizing text message marketing, email marketing, social media together, really is going to be the most effective way to do that.
Now, we want to get Tyler back for a live call-in show with questions and answers. So anybody who has any questions for Tyler, we'll give you his email address to send those questions to. And if you want to learn more about ReachMoto, but leave them in the comments section below as well, and we'll get Tyler back for our live show. Just one last plug, where can people learn more about ReachMoto and connect with you if they have any questions about your
sure.
services?
Yeah. They can go to ReachMoto.com, or they can text the word REACH to 95577.
Well, thanks, Tyler. Get hold of Tyler today. He's a great guy. He brought me coffee. This is the best podcast ever. As always, you can find the latest issue of Leading Hearts at leadinghearts.com and connect with our Instant Writers Conference webinar at instantwritersconference.com. Until next time, this is Amber signing off for the Leading Hearts Instant Writers podcast. Have a blessed day.